everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Ottoman County NRCS offices, with this week's USDA report. Well, it looks like most of Cass and Ottoman counties were able to dodge the very severe weather that hit the area Tuesday evening. But that doesn't mean that there may not be any damage to conservation practices, such as waterways or terraces out there. If you do have damage to conservation practices, or you've got some severe erosion, we want to know about it. Let us know. I have taken a little tour across Highway 92 in Cass County to see what damage could be out there. The fields that were no-tilled held up extremely well with minimal erosion. Fields that were tilled looked like they took the brunt of the damage. Now would be a great time to look at your farms and see these areas. In some cases, it's going to show you where the waterways and field borders need to be installed. Now that the crops are planted, the sprayers will be out across the countryside. For those folks who are operating those sprayers, you need to keep in mind that there are conservation practices out there in the middle of these crop fields that are vital in controlling erosion. Over the years, I commonly hear these practices were accidentally sprayed by a custom operator. We need to be diligent as we apply these products and keep our accidents down to a bare minimum. These accidents cause our producers problems when it comes to conservation compliance, and if they can be avoided, it would make everyone breathe just a little bit easier. Field data collection for our conservation compliance reviews will be wrapping up here in the next few days. Look for more information to come as this information is looked over and decisions will be made on conservation compliance. Finally, it has been released that FSA will begin to take CRP applications for the continuous CRP signup. Folks that have continuous CRP contracts expiring in September will need to contact their local FSA offices and decide whether they will re-enroll those acres in the CRP. There will be no new general CRP sign-up this year, so folks who have those general CRP contracts that will be expiring in September will have the option for a one-year extension. Bottom line is, if you have a CRP contract expiring in September, you'll want to visit with your local FSA field office as soon as possible. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with NRCS in Cass and Ottoman Counties, with this week's USDA report. Have a wonderful day.